Nate Salazar was sworn in as the newest member of the Salt Lake City School District on January 8th. Salazar attended Bryant Middle School and graduated from East High School. He's currently the only minority on the board for a district where more than half of the students are minorities. KOER's Rocio Hernandez spoke with Salazar about what he hopes to accomplish and what motivated him to join the board.
Growing up in the district, growing up in the city, I have a great sense of responsibility to give back. Service is paramount in all that we do in my family. I come from an activist family. My dad is one of the original Chicano activists here in town, alongside community leaders like Archie Archuleta, the late Senator Pete Suazo, Josie Valdez, just to name a few. And those folks certainly inspired in me a sense of not only responsibility, but service to give back, not only in the activist settings, but in politics as well.
And what experience do you bring to the school board?
I feel like I bring a lot of experience, not only as a young person, I'm only 32 years old, not too far removed from the district. I feel like I bring that perspective of being a person of color, a man of color in our community, a leader in our community. I also feel like I bring this perspective of actually working in schools, working with youth who have been in a little bit of trouble with the juvenile justice system. I take all of these things and combine that with an education specialty in my master's degree of community-based practice. I've had the opportunity to work for the state of Utah, where I was a youth counselor with Juvenile Justice Services for a number of years. I also spent some time at United Way of Salt Lake as a community school director at South Kearns Elementary, and I currently work for Mayor Jackie Biskupski as her Associate Director of Community Empowerment.
While you were running, what issues did you focus on? And now that you are on the board, what issues do you want to address?
Number one was those equitable outcomes, right? How do we close the gaps between our ethnic students and our white mainstream students? I also really wanted to focus on social and emotional learning. And I'm very grateful that my colleagues on the board before I joined chose social and emotional learning as one of the main priorities for this year coming up. We have awesome teachers in our school district. And the more supports that we can provide them through more counselors and social workers to address social and emotional learning, some of the more acute things, mental health, PTSD that they're seeing in the classroom, and then of course helping them deliver instruction in a collaborative sense are things that I really wanted to focus on.
What strengths does your district have, and what challenges does it face?
I think all of the characteristics of our district are assets. We have a majority minority school district. We're almost 60%. I think we're right around 56% ethnic minority. And to me, that brings in a wealth of culture, right, into our schools. We have some work to do. I think one of the challenges that I will highlight is that we have a lot of work to do and a lot of successes to build on when it comes to closing the achievement gap. Our ethnic students aren't graduating at the same rates or performing relative to proficiency in subject matter at the same rates as their white peers. And to me, again, I believe that this is all an asset. These are all things that we need to embrace and come together around to really target instruction, to make sure that we know that what we do for ethnic and minority students, we are doing to benefit all of our students in their academic and social achievements.
What perspective can you offer this board?
Having that lived experience of going through the district, of being a man of color in the district, being a community leader who has a lot of connections and resources, a knowledge base of resources, is quite helpful for the district. I don't want to say that I can relate to every single student, every single family in our district, but I feel like I can relate to a number of them. And if I can set the tone as a role model for our students, if I can be somebody that they can look up to, that families can look to and feel a little bit, you know, a little bit of trust, then I think my service is a success.
What plans do you have for your first year?
I'm going to be spending a lot of time up on the Hill during the legislative session. I think there's some opportunity in working with our state legislators who are focusing on things like school safety. High quality pre-K is very important. Making sure that our students are proficient when it comes to literacy by the third grade is a benchmark that I think a lot of folks, if not everybody, can agree on, because that benchmark of third grade literacy is a huge component in determining, you know, a forecast relative to high school graduation. So those are some of the things that I'm going to be working on the Hill.
4 years from now, what shape do you hope to leave the district in?
I hope that our district is stronger. Like I mentioned earlier, there is a lot of success to build on. So I'd really like to see our numbers grow. I'd like to see the achievement gap close. I would love to see full-time counselors in our elementary schools. Would love to see and make sure that our next generation is prosperous and that they're ready and prepared for the world.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us today, Nate.
Thank you.